Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A Kansas man who claimed a disgraced police detective helped convict him of a 1997 murder he didn't commit will be released on parole in 4 months. 46-year-old Brian Betts, alleging former Kansas City, Kansas detective Roger Golubsky coerced his uncle into identifying him as a shooter in the death of 17-year-old Gregory Miller. And on Sunday, a tornado hit Seward County, causing damage to several houses and 40 mobile homes.
One house was severely damaged, while 5 to 6 others had minor to moderate damage. The tornado also caused power outages by knocking down power lines and trees. Fortunately, only one person was slightly injured and received treatment before being released. Joshua Volden says his liberal home was damaged.
A hole on the outside of my house and my son's room.
The National Weather Service reports the tornado had a preliminary rating of EF0 and was around 20 yards wide. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property, and more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Monday, Governor Kelly announced more than $2 million in grant awards to improve how the state supports victims and survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, rape, and stalking. These grants are provided through the Federal Services Training Officers and Prosecutors Violence Against Women Act Formula Grant Program. The grant program supports efforts to respond to crimes against women by developing, training, or expanding units of law enforcement, officers, prosecutors, judges, and court personnel, specifically targeting crimes against women. Governor Kelly stated that they must do all they can to ensure survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault have the support and resources they need to navigate their traumatic experience and demand justice. She said this funding strengthens Kansas's victim services and legal assistance programs to advance that mission and promote coordinated community responses for victims of domestic violence, dating violence, sexual assault, rape, and stalking. Funds from the Federal Sexual Assault Services Program assist programs in providing victims of sexual assault with crisis intervention and accompaniment and advocacy assistance through the medical and criminal justice process. The funds also provide educational information to survivors of sexual assault. Funds are available through the U.S. Department of Justice Office on Violence Against Women. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has announced that the first round of funding opportunities under the Kansas Fights Addiction, or KFA, grant program, which will use money recovered by the state through opioid legal settlements to support substance abuse and addiction services in Kansas, will be available starting in March. The Kansas Fights Addiction Grant Review Board has agreed to make an initial $3 million available to eligible agencies, entities, and nonprofit organizations through a request for proposal grant application process that will prioritize strategic related to treatment, recovery, reducing harm associated with substance use, and linking people to support services and care. The request for proposal is scheduled to open March 6th. A second request for proposal announcement anticipated in early May will make an additional $2 million available with funding prioritizing prevention, providers and health systems, and public safety and first responders. The priorities are based on the Kansas Prescription Drug and Opioid Advisory Committee's 2023 to 2027 State Strategic Plan, which was developed using input from key stakeholders, public comment, subject matter experts, and survey data collection. In Kansas, the number of overdose deaths has risen steadily in recent years. In 2019, the state reported 393 overdose deaths. That number rose to 477 in 2020 and 678 in 2021, which was the most recent year for which the statistics were available. Kansas has reached multiple settlements with major pharmaceutical companies, distributors, and related firms as part of the state's ongoing efforts to bring accountability to those that fueled the opioid addiction crisis and to provide funds to support addiction services. Kansas has secured more than $340 million in settlements to be paid to the state over the next 18 years. Among the eligibility requirements, it's limited to state agencies, local and county governments, and nonprofit organizations that provide services in Kansas for the purpose of preventing, reducing, treating, or otherwise abating or remediating substance abuse or addiction. More information on the grant application and review process will be announced March 6th. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development wants to share your thoughts on internet connectivity in your neighborhood to help them build the future of the internet in Kansas. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development recognizes the importance that digital connectivity plays in thriving and growing communities, and they know they have improvement areas along with success stories. They would like to hear from you and your neighbors regarding connectivity, access, and internet opportunities that exist when connecting all Kansans. You can join their team as they embark on an 8-region state listening tour, as they want to hear your voice as they shape the state digital equity plan and 5-year strategic broadband action plan. They say that they hope to hear from communities about internet access, availability, public access, speeds, safety, privacy, and more. And during the week of April 3rd, they'll be traveling to Oberlin, Oakley, and Goodland. This is an open meeting. If you need an accommodation to help you participate, you can contact Carithian Kelly within 10 days at 316-978-6530. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
Each spring, the Kansas Talking Book Service dedicates a week to highlighting the program's progress and innovation in its mission of ensuring that all may read. The service, a division of the State Library of Kansas, operates with the support of the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, providing services and support to qualified Kansans with a print disability. For 2023, Kansas Talking Books Week will be held March 6th through the 10th, and activities for the week include a webinar highlighting the many Braille resources and services offered to eligible patrons, including downloadable books, book clubs, reading challenges, and more. Far more than a repository for accessible materials, the Talking Books program is housed on the campus of Emporia State University, and Kansas Talking Books has an on-site recording studio that allows volunteers and staff to record books and magazines of local interest and make them available in accessible formats for readers. More than 1,000 books, many about Kansas and by Kansas authors, have been produced by Kansas Talking Books, and more than 500 are available for Talking Book patrons across the country via the BARD download service. Kansas Talking Books free library services are available to all Kansas residents with a qualifying print disability, blindness, low vision, physical impairment or reading disability, where patrons can access over 120,000 books and subscribe to over 80 magazines. Patrons, caregivers, and community members can find more information and the application for services online at kslib.info/talking. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is seeking feedback from Kansans for the 2023 Blue Stem Pasture Survey to collect information on native tallgrass pasture use and practices. The survey is administered through the K-State Land Use Survey Center and will be open through March 31st. The Blue Stem Pasture Survey provides reliable, accurate information to Kansas ranchers and the agricultural community as a whole, as the survey asks about native tallgrass pasture availability, leasing rates, and fencing rates, and it should take less than 15 minutes to complete. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam said the native tallgrass region of Kansas provides rich grazing opportunities for cattle producers, and this biennial survey collects valuable data that can aid landowners and renters when entering into lease agreements. Beam said underwriting this important survey tool is one way their agency works to provide useful data that supports the state's agriculture industry. The 2023 Kansas Blue Stem Pasture Survey is voluntary, anonymous, and confidential. To complete the survey, you can visit tinyurl.com/bluestem23. And if you're unable to complete the survey but you do wish to participate, you can contact Tori Laird with the Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Agriculture Marketing at 785-564-6726 to receive a written survey or to complete the survey over the telephone. The Blue Stem Pasture Survey is a collaborative effort between the Division of Agriculture Marketing at the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the K-State Land Use Survey Center within the Department of Agriculture Economics at Kansas State University. Doctors on Call is back for its 18th season, and it began airing on Smoky Hills PBS on Tuesdays. Les Kinderknecht, the senior producer and director of Smoky Hills PBS, said they're excited to be back for another season of Doctors on Call, as they have a great lineup this year with many great doctors from central and western Kansas. Doctors on Call is a live viewer call-in show hosted by Jenna Miller and produced by Smoky Hills PBS, which brings in medical professionals from throughout the state to provide medical information on their field of expertise, and each week Doctors on Call highlights a new topic with a new doctor. The program gives viewers the opportunity to call in with questions during the live show, and a schedule of programs and past episodes is available at SmokyHillsPBS.org. The show, airing today, February 28th, will cover depression with Doctors Robert and Christy Clark with Victory Clinic in Garden City. To submit questions during the program, viewers can call 1-800-337-4788. A celebration of life for Louis Roberts, 87 of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, March 1st, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and a private family burial will be at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. today, Tuesday, February 28th, also at the funeral home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton County EMS or the Ellis County EMS and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Come join the hometown team. Baumgars is hiring to fill team member roles in all positions today. We offer competitive wages, flexible schedules, weekend shift differential, and an employee discount for all employees. We'll be holding interviews and making employment offers on the spot. So stop by your local Baumgars today from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. and come join our team.
Iron Insurance LLC of Norton, Kansas is stronger together and offering to insure what matters to you. Full service insurance with friendly hometown faces. Whether you're looking for agriculture, homeowners, or auto insurance, they can help you. Stop in at 117 North Kansas or call 785-877-4016. Open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Iron Insurance LLC of Norton. Stronger together and offering to ensure what matters to you.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says he's not waiting around for Congress to reform the H-2A Farm Guest Worker Program, but is starting his department's own program. Vilsack went right to the point on migrant farm labor at last week's Ag Outlook Forum amid a new House GOP majority.
Now, while I hope that our congressional friends take action to address the systemic challenges that growers and farm workers face, I'm committed to doing everything we can here at USDA.
Using existing resources.
Leveraging resources, again, under the American Rescue Plan, we, in coordination with other federal agencies, are developing a farm worker pilot program to provide support, a set of incentives for agricultural employers to hire H-2A workers from North Central American countries. Committed as well to a set of robust labor standards, a goal which I believe all of us share.
Many Hill Republicans remain opposed to immigration reform, arguing border security must come first. But Vilsack says the pandemic taught key lessons about labor needs.
The pandemic highlighted the challenges of labor instability, the challenges of irregular migration, and the need for increased labor protections. And all of these challenges need to be addressed in order to increase the resiliency of our food system and supply chain.
Efforts on the Hill, including a Senate H-2A reform bill in December, failed to gain traction. That bill, backed by more than 350 food, farmer, and farm worker groups to provide a year-round migrant farm labor force, attracted no GOP support. The USDA says corn export sales for the week ending February 16th dropped while wheat and bean sales rose. Corn sales for that week hit 823,200 metric tons, 20% lower than the previous week, and 30% under the previous four-week average. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
It takes balance to be successful in farming, because what you get out of it depends on what you put in. Thankfully, Corteva Agriscience has a biological product that naturally captures nitrogen from the air, Nutritia N Nutrient Efficiency Optimizer. It's a sustainable way to add balance to your traditional nitrogen methods and maximize your yield potential. Embrace a balanced approach to nitrogen management this season by visiting Corteva.us.
Well, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. Ready to check out?
Here we go. Clean air. I don't see a price on that.
Price check on clean air.
What else have we got here? Clean water. Gotta check that, too.
Price check on clean water.
Let's see. Healthy habitat for you.
You can't put a price on our environment. What you can do is support those farmers and others who care for our priceless natural resources. Conservation, there's something in it for you. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Very warm across most of the central plains today, with a warm front heading north and bringing mild and dry air into our state. Combined with upper-level high pressure, we'll be getting sunshine for the next couple of days. A little bit breezy for most of our state with a southerly flow at the surface. As dry air comes in from the southwest, the humidity will be very low with warm temperatures and somewhat gusty wind. We'll have fire weather conditions in our southwestern counties through this evening. Things will cool off a little bit tomorrow and especially Thursday as a cold front and low pressure system move in from the Rockies. On the map heading into this afternoon, a warm front is over the central and northern Kansas counties, and we have high pressure covering the southern and central plains. A new storm system is rolling into the Pacific Northwest and California, and that'll be affecting our weather by Thursday. In the meantime, dry and mild for our state through the afternoon. A couple of low pressure shortwave troughs are over the southern counties, causing occasionally gusty wind. A weak low and cold front will quickly cross the central plains overnight with some gusty wind but low precipitation chances. Then looking at Wednesday, the Pacific storm system will make its way to the Four Corners. High pressure will hold out over the central plains for one more day. Sunny and a bit cooler and a little breezy. Thursday, rain showers will be back for the eastern counties, and we may get some snow showers in our western high plains. This afternoon's highs in the northwestern counties, upper 50s and low 60s, with low to mid 20s overnight, upper 50s to low 60s north central, and tonight we're in the upper 20s and low 30s. Mid 50s to low 60s in the northeast today, low to mid 30s for the overnight hours. Southwest Kansas, low to mid 60s and low to mid 20s overnight. Mid to upper 60s in the south central counties, tonight we're in the low to mid 30s. Upper 60s southeast and mid to upper 30s for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trade has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well,